Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Keep them talking. Keep them, you know, telling you, because they will tell you what's motivating them. They cannot help themselves, and that will help you in the long run.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the 10 secret tactics that are guaranteed to put a narcissist in their place. Yeah, 10 secret tactics that are definitely going to tell a narcissist how it is. And by the way, I've got a brand new book, Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win, which has way more than 10 tactics. And if you pre-order it now, you can get early access to the entire manuscript, plus lots of other bonuses. So make sure you check that out at slaythebully.com. And make sure that you also check out my brand new masterclass, Breaking Free from Hell, Take Back Your Power Emotionally, Physically, and Spiritually. And you can check that out at Break Free from Hell. I want you to shift that power dynamic starting today. All right. So now let's dive in to this incredible brand new episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. There are 10 secret tactics that are guaranteed to put a narcissist in their place. And by the end of this, you are going to know what they are. They're not going to be so secret anymore. So stay tuned. You're definitely going to want to watch all the way till the end so that you will know what they are too. So, hey, I'm Rebecca Zung. I am a narcissist negotiation expert. I'm also an attorney, and I have dedicated my life, my mission to helping you break free from the chains of toxic relationships, whether it's a business relationship, a personal relationship, family relationship, whatever it is. I want you to go from where you are now, feeling paralyzed, paranoid, traumatized, dealing with that drama, to go to feeling free, joyful, respected, honored in dealing with anything, so that you feel like that powerful version of yourself. It's finally time to be where you want to be, feeling in joy. I have written a couple of best-selling books. I also have another one that is on the way right now. And if you want that secret inside look, that secret, ready to jump on it already, then go to slaythebully.com, get your pre-order of my new book, and you'll be ready to have it the minute it comes out. And in fact, if you pre-order it from slaythebully.com, you will actually get an early access to the manuscript. You'll get all kinds of free bonuses. So make sure that you do that. Okay. One secret tactic that is guaranteed to put a narcissist in their place is narcissistic fluffing. And I know this seems so crazy, but it's bartering to get what you want. I call it fluff for favor, vomit later. So what you do is you ethically manipulate the manipulator. You go up to them and you say, hey, can you, you know, do the QuickBooks? You are so much better at it than I am. And
you know, it'll get done so much faster and so much better than I would. And so then you get something that you want, they do it. And then, you know, if you need to go vomit or shower later, that's fine. But hey, you got something that you wanted and it puts them in their place. You got something that you wanted and they're none the wiser, right? So it's a little secret tactic that's guaranteed to put them in their place. You take your ego out of it. Fluff or favor, vomit later. So that's one secret tactic that's guaranteed to put a narcissist in their place. Another secret tactic to put a narcissist in their place, it's a great way to gather leverage against them, is to keep them talking. They have no idea what you're doing. They love to talk about themselves. They love to tell you all about what's going on. And then you will figure out what's actually motivating them. Remember that what really motivates a narcissist is how they look to the world. What is their, what I call diamond level supply, that supply that feeds them, that motivates them, is their ego, that, that, you know, how they look to the world. So it could be, you know, that that new girlfriend or that the employees that they work with, or it could be their neighbors, it could be their best friends, it could be, you know, whoever it is that makes them, you know, that beefs up their ego the most in the world. It could be that those A-level people that are around them, right? So whoever it is that's motivating, that's driving them, keep them talking, keep them, you know, telling you, because they will tell you what's motivating them. They cannot help themselves, and that will help you in the long run. Okay, keep them talking, find out what's motivating them. That will help you. That will help you put them in their place. Okay, next, the next secret tactic to guarantee to put them in their place is get them to respond to you in writing as much as possible. They always lie, they always contradict themselves, and then that becomes fantastic leverage for you. If you keep track of all of that, then you will be able to put it all together and use that against them as leverage. They will never believe that you actually took the time to put all of that together. Now, remember to use one form of writing as much as possible with them, because if you use text or if you use all these different forms of email or all these different forms of other types of writing, they will use all these different ways to make your life miserable. They're DMing you in your Instagram, in all these different forms, and it drives you absolutely crazy. And on top of that, if you end up having to go to trial with them, you're trying to remember, where was that? Where did that come in? Did that come in through my Facebook messaging? Did that come in through my Instagram messaging? Where did that come in from? And you don't want to have to deal with all of that. And you don't want to have to try to remember that. So you want to try to keep your writing in one form as much as possible. And you really should have it be email if possible. Really should be email if possible. Because if it's email, then you have a time and date stamp. It's something that's provable, and it's the least likely to be manipulated down the road. If
if you use text, it can be manipulated. It's hard to save. And when it becomes a trial exhibit, they're much more difficult to be entered into as evidence, because when you go to use them as a trial exhibits, they want the entire conversation usually. And so texts are not usually great for trial exhibits. You usually need to have an entire conversation. And that's why email serves as a better form of writing. And I really do recommend that when you're talking to narcissists, because they will lie. They literally will say something and then completely contradict themselves in just one conversation later. They will say, you know, I don't want to have to be in this job anymore, whatever they say. And then 10 minutes later, they'll say, I never said that. I never said that. I never said I didn't want to be in this job. I mean, they were as if you are dealing with an insane person. I mean, they will do that in conversations. So as much as possible, you want to have them be in conversation with you in writing. Okay? So that's a secret tactic that's guaranteed to put a narcissist in their place. So that's number three.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Nothing drives a narcissist crazy like your complacency, like your apathy. That's the one thing they want more than anything is your rise, you to be engaged with them. But if it's sort of like a pushback thing where you're not pushing back, then they don't have anything giving them that supply. Are you struggling with a narcissist in your life, whether it's a family member, a friend, a business partner, a soon-to-be ex, whoever it is? Are you ready to shift that power dynamic, but you're just feeling like you cannot win, like everybody is believing their lies, and you're just feeling like there's just no way that you can shift that power dynamic? I've got a brand new masterclass for you. I'm sharing all my secrets, and so that you can finally take back your power and break free from this hell emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I've never done this free masterclass before. Go to Break Free From Hell and sign up. Come be with me and get my secrets so that you can finally take back your power and break free. Break free from hell, and let's do this.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
They will cheat on you and say that was your fault. I ended up having to cheat on you because you weren't a good spouse. If you had been nicer to me, if you had been more attentive to me, I wouldn't have cheated on you. So therefore, that's your fault. That's a lie that narcissists want you to believe.
And now we return to today's show.
A lot of this, by the way, is in my Slay program. But one of the ways that you can really start to gather all of this is by using my Crush My Negotiation Prep Worksheet. It's a 15-page ebook, which you can definitely get at winmynegotiation.com. Just go to winmynegotiation.com and get that free ebook and get started with that. If you know, it's everything all in one place. So go get that to get started. Okay, so number four is call them out when things aren't adding up. I mean, so, you know, when they literally just say,
I didn't say that. You can just say, well, but you did, you know, I mean, you can actually, you have the right during conversations to say, you know, I can see that you are saying things to me that aren't truthful, you know, or we can resume this conversation when you're ready to have a conversation with me that is truthful or something like that. I mean, call them out when things aren't adding up. But, you know, you do need to be careful because if you are dealing with somebody who is volatile, then, you know, you don't want to put yourself in any kind of harm's way. You know, you certainly don't want to do that. The other thing I do want to be, you know, caution you on with this particular one is that if you are, you know, going back to number three, where you are getting them to lie or, you know, sorry, catching them in lies in their writings and things like that, you don't want to let on that you know what you have. All right. So be careful about that. The next one is act like you don't care. So number five is just act like you don't care. You know, that is so is guaranteed to put them in their place. Because if you don't care, then it just absolutely drives them bonkers. They just can't stand it when you don't care what's going on. All right? They just cannot stand that. You know, nothing drives a narcissist crazy like your complacency, like your apathy. They just, that's the one thing they want more than anything is your rise, your you to be engaged with them. But if it's sort of like a pushback thing where you're not pushing back, then they don't have anything giving them that supply. The next secret to that's guaranteed to put a narcissist in their place is stop defending yourself. Never defend yourself when it comes to narcissists. Because when you defend yourself, you are literally saying to them that there is something there. You're giving credence to their arguments. And you definitely don't want to do that. You know, you don't need to defend yourself. Never explain, never justify, never overshare, never defend yourself. You know, you can stand in your power. You don't, when things are filed, motions are filed, when letters come over, when things, you know, I know that that's your first inclination is to go, oh my gosh, you know, you want to defend yourself and on everything point by point by point. I know I do too, but do not defend yourself. You can stand in your power. You can be on the offensive. Okay. That's number six. Another secret tactic that's guaranteed to put a narcissist in their place is to stand your ground when they try to move goalposts. You know, certainly don't negotiate against yourself. I've seen people do this all the time. Well, they haven't responded. Let me go back and maybe reduce or something. No. Stand your ground, especially when they try to move goalposts. You stay firm. Do not allow them to do that. Do not. When they move those goalposts around, they are jerking you around and they're getting supply from that, and don't allow them to do that. They're doing that because they want to see that rise from you. Don't allow that. Let it go. The next thing is to create strategy before making your moves. You know, it is so common when you're dealing with a narcissist to feel that you're constantly in survival mode, and you just are swinging all the time, and you feel like you're just putting out fires constantly, and you don't have time to sit back and create a vision and to create an action plan. But you need to create that strategy before you make your moves. And then you will be standing in power, and you will actually get to the goal of where you want to go. It will be so much more powerful for you. The next thing is to create invincible leverage. If you create leverage and going back to what I said in number three, which is where I started to create the foundation for this, is to create an almost like an invisible fence around that narcissist. You will once that fence becomes visible, it's almost like turning on the light, and they realize, oh my goodness, I'm cornered. It'll be so much more powerful for you. All right. So I'm setting you up for the slay methodology here. You see that? Strategy, leverage, anticipating where they're going, being two steps ahead of them. And then finally, number 10 is focusing on you, you being on the offensive, your incredible 100% super powerful mindset. You have to believe that you can win before anybody else can help you. You can have the best lawyer, you can have whatever. But if you don't believe that you can win, nobody can help you. You have to believe it. Then that's the most powerful secret tactic that's guaranteed to make sure that you are going to be the most powerful person in whatever room that you stand up in. Because let me tell you, there are always going to be narcissists in this world. They will always be toxic no matter where you go. But if you focus on you, your powerful mindset, and how strong you are, that's kryptonite to narcissists, right? So how are you going to do that? You need support. Make sure you join my free private Facebook group, Narcissist Negotiators with Rebecca Zung. And if you need extra support, betterhelp.com/Rebecca Zung. We receive commissions on that. It doesn't cost you one single penny extra. We want you to have resources that we trust. The next video that I want you to watch is narcissist phrases that contradict their behaviors. You know, they constantly contradict themselves. And, you know, I want you to be able to spot that and shut that down. So that's the next video that I want you to watch, because then you will have more secret tactics that are guaranteed to be kryptonite to narcissists and put them in their place. Okay. So I'm Rebecca Zung. And remember that today's a great day to start negotiating your best life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Remember that I have brand new episodes just like this on my YouTube channel every single day. So if you want to be empowered every single day, head over to my YouTube channel. And also, you can follow me on Instagram at Rebecca Zung or my TikTok at Rebecca Zung as well. And remember that you can pre-order my book right now at slaythebully.com and get early access to the manuscript, as well as tons of other bonuses. And make sure to register for my brand new webinar, my new masterclass at Break Free from Hell. And it's Breaking Free from Hell, Take Back Your Power Emotionally, Physically, and Spiritually. I can't wait to support you in your journey to taking back your power. And otherwise, I will see you right back here for the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life.
I am so excited to supporting you. And remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Tune in next week for another edition of Negotiate Your Best Life. Remember, if you want more ways to slay and you want more ways to be supported, you can always join my membership at joinslay.com/slay. You can always subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you can always grab my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet at winmynegotiation.com. Remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life, and I will definitely catch you in the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Thanks so much for listening.